Do you see any change in the way the media has behaved since September 11th of 2001? I mean, it seemed to me that more than any time I've seen it, the media sort of marching in lockstep with the government. Dan Rather saying, President Bush is my president. Cokie Roberts saying, there's no opposition that matters. I sensed a sort of almost a qualitative change. Did you sense anything like that? I mean, what was your reaction to the media coverage after September 11th?
I bring some historical analysis to this, I guess. The attacks on September 11th were more shocking and more direct and more sort of more viscerally horrible than anything I've ever experienced, but not entirely different. I mean, the attack on the Oklahoma City building and killing all those folks in Oklahoma City was horrible. The attacks on the embassies in Africa was horrible. There had been, you know, plenty of the attacks in, in Guatemala, you know, killing, you know, thousands of indigenous people was horrible. I mean, there's been lots of horrible things that have happened to people around the world. Mm-hmm. The ones that happened in the United States, I think there is a kind of a pattern that happens, and especially if it involves some kind of outsider that's perceived as causing it. When Oklahoma City happened, the first thing off the block that people started saying is, this is an Arab terrorist attack. That was wrong, but that's what people said. And in fact, Arab Americans got a lot of hate speech and other kind of attacks right after the Oklahoma City bombing. The press initially just, the press and the country in some ways, all band together when there's something like that. And they say, this was horrible, we've got to find who did it, we've got to make sure that this never happens again. With the recent World Trade Center attacks in the Pentagon, the response was stronger, and it was much more like, I think, a wartime situation, where the government initially gets almost everybody on board saying this was horrible. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, everybody's sort of in a post-traumatic stress reaction. I certainly was, and that was my best way of understanding sort of what everybody was doing. It was like, oh my God, this is, you know, nothing's ever going to be the same because of what's happened, and it's understandable, and it was awful, and it's understandable to see the press reaction like that. They want to band together. Nobody can defend that act. And so you see what it typically happens right after that is the government then takes a whole bunch of steps to deal with it, and everybody says, sure, fine, whatever, do whatever you need to do to fix it. The media says that, the populace says that, and the government will often take just a whole bunch of different steps. Often a new law, sometimes, you know, a bunch of other deployment, a lot of different kind of things will happen. And everybody initially says, do it. Do what you have to do. And only relatively few people will say right out of the box, think before you act. Don't take steps that aren't targeted to fix the problems that you've got, or that aren't targeted at going after the people who caused this. And the people typically, in my experience, that say that are people who are very attuned to the kind of damage that happens after such an attack. And that damage is usually done to the First Amendment, it's done to people who are immigrants, it's done to people who are considered to have, you know, unusual memberships or religion or who are perceived as a group to have some, even if it's the most remote, relationship to people who might have committed the act. So those of us who look at that did, in fact, right after September 11, we got together a very unusual, very diverse left, right, center coalition of, you know, 150 or so groups and said exactly that to the government. Act, try to act slowly, try to act in a targeted way, don't do anything that isn't focused on going after the people who did this and trying to fix any security gaps that you've identified.